Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Iris Bunshaft.
Yes, still here, still enjoying.
And we're still enjoying, and we're getting the update around the town from Christina Liu. And we're going to go right back to that because actually now it's 1:66 in an hour, a half hour.
That's right, it is rapidly approaching. God will, we have to talk about this. We are hoping that we do not get any kind of hurricanes, obviously, but it is the season is in full swing, and Supervisor Bosworth just really wants to remind residents to sign up for the North Hempstead Alert. If you sign up for this, you're able to get emergency updates by phone, email, or text. And they really encourage people, too, that have your family members sign up for it as well. Because even if you don't live in North Hempstead, just to kind of be aware of, if you have a senior parent that might be living there, you live, just to be aware of what goes on.
And I appreciate it.
And it's really important. And, God forbid there is any kind of horrible events going on, you will be notified. So you can call 311 for more information. You could also go to www.northhempsteadny.gov/ready. And this way you could fill it out online as well. But if you call 311, they will send you a registration form.
Just to add to that quickly, in today's Newsday, they did a very nice article on the town's efforts to bring all these awarenesses to people in the Spanish community and the Asian community. You were going there. I'm sorry.
We're very in sync, John, because that was my next.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
It was the intro.
Sorry.
I like that. I like how you just segued. That's what's wonderful. There was a grant that North Hempstead got in conjunction with Adelphi University on providing different PSAs.
Okay.
So this is one of the things is that they're offering these PSAs and getting information out to Mandarin and Spanish speaking because North Hempstead has a huge population, that speaks Mandarin and Spanish. And this way they, too, are able to know about different tips and how to stay prepared. So I think that was really a wonderful part of North Hempstead's initiative and spreading the word to everyone.
Right, they did a nice article, which was what I didn't realize that.
Good, that's great. I didn't know there was an article.
Yeah.
So there we go. And we always, and then in this PSA, they try to make it comical, just so people are engaged in it. But it's really just telling you how to make an emergency preparedness kit, including bottled water, medications, flashlights, radio, tools, batteries, matches, candles, and any kind of personal to-go items. You just want to be able to take that bag if, you need it to go and go.
Gives you confidence, too.
It is. Listen, my husband is a firm believer in it. We bought our house. His backpack, I went to a seminar. I got my own backpack, so he was a little jealous that I just was handed a backpack.
I heard it was a better backpack.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to make Jay jealous, but we both have our backpacks there. It's just God forbid. You just never know, it's always good. We've actually used it when we've went to travel somewhere. So this way, we just have it in the car, and it has different things that we need. So. It's really great that North Hempstead is.
And it's good to keep it in one place so that
you know exactly
where you go.
No, and it's true. Nobody wants to really believe that something is going to happen.
But if you've lived here long enough,
It's part of the course. And
candles and.
And there's nothing worse than when the emergency situation comes and you can't find your batteries. You don't know if your flashlight has batteries. You can't find the candle, and then you need something to light the candle. So this way you have everything.
And also, if you have a rechargeable, more like a torch or then you every once in a while you should recharge it.
Absolutely.
So that it's on hand and working when you need it.
No, and it's just and that's what I just think is absolutely wonderful about North Hempstead, including Project Independence, because our whole motto is always being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want ever the emergency situation to occur and you don't have all of your ducks in a row. With our circle of support, and presentations are going to be going on about this too. This initiative. And Project Independence, social workers and nurses and the staff, we all put together this circle of support template. So it has a list of all of your, people that you contact in case of A, B, C, or D. Or, this way your children or your neighbor knows what your wishes are, in the case of an emergency and stuff. And even for your own self, so you can pull out one book and say, okay, so this is what I qualify need to do this. So if you're interested in that also, please call 311 and we can get a social worker. We'll come and help you fill that out too. So, and on a more lighter note, the Autumn Treat event is going to be at the Harbor Links Clubhouse. This is on Wednesday, October 19th. This is right up my alley because there is cookies and cakes and coffee served, which is really lovely. And in addition, they're going to have readings from playwright and actor Drew Keel, who's going to do different dramatic readings. And there will be a performance following him by called Swinging at the Sands. So it's just a fun day to kick off autumn. And there's desserts, teas, and apple cider, so it sounds like a plan. Tickets are $15 to attend this event, so you can call 311 for more information on
that. $12 with a credit card? No, it's
$15. I know, we really don't want to totally confuse people, but I still struggle every time I say that, but for some reason that's how it works in North Hempstead. There's also new pub parking restrictions on Dennis Street in Manhasset. Supervisor Bosworth and the council council member Anna Kaplan want to alert people of this, just because you don't want to, you know, get any kind of ticket for these things. And essentially the new restrictions include you are unable to stop, park, and do a U-turn in front of residential homes on Dennis Street on school days from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There was a lot of issues and congestion in this area, so that's kind of how this legislation came about. All the people in that area we're discussing this. So we just want to remind everyone.
It's good that the town is responsive,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To its citizens.
No, and that's what is really, you know, and that's definitely something about Supervisor Bosworth and, you know, all the council members in whatever their district may be. They really do listen to the concerns in that. Because in Roslyn, at the Roslyn train station, they added 15 new spots at the train station.
They did.
Which was a big hot topic. And, you know, it sounds like, okay, they added 15 spots. But the work that goes into getting those 15 spots is very labor intensive,
right.
You know, and it's not something that just happens overnight, but Councilman Peter Zuckerman really was trying to do this, and they're going to continue to try and, you know, make more space in that parking lot because it's definitely a utilized train, and it's very difficult over there, so that is great. Oh, excuse me, they added 25, not 15.
Oh, 25.
25, yes.
But no, I agree. It's you know, every spot helps. It's amazing. I mean, the people that have to get, you know, the island is growing so quickly that, you know, and you need access into the city.
Absolutely, right.
And you drive 15 minutes to get to the railroad, and then you can't park the car. You're driving around the blocks, and then you're going into the neighborhood. You're getting tickets.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's really, and it's just hard because, you know, people, you know, seniors also like to go in, and it's very difficult if you can't find a parking spot, especially.
I'm going to be using it next Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Are you going in the city?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Town receiver, and he's Charlie Berman, tax receiver. Well, actually, he's going to be on in October discussing, he's holding these property tax seminars. They're currently going on. The next one is actually today from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mineola Library. And then the one after that will be September 21st at the Shelter Rock Library. It's a great program. He will explain to you different exemptions that you are entitled to that you might not be aware of. And if you're a veteran, you have a whole nother set of exemptions, too.
Mention the times, because some of them are in the afternoon,
yes.
Some are in the
mm-hmm.
evening.
Yes. So the September 16th is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. At Mineola Library, and September 21st is 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m., and then there's a couple of more dates after that, too. You can call 311 for that information. But he'll also be on our show explaining to our listeners what to do and what you might qualify for, so definitely check that out.
That's important, because Charlie does have tremendous
I was there yesterday.
Oh, were you? Okay.
We had it at the Bryant Library.
Oh, good. I like how Irish just chimes in. She is right on top of going to these events. It's great to have someone who actually takes, you know, and just, you know, I know you mentioned it a little earlier about our advisory committees, but they have started up again. We took a break in the summer, and they're back. So if you want to tell us a little bit, Iris, about what an advisory, being an advisory committee member is.
Oh, in general, yes. I thought you were asking me
the
agenda was.
This is in 2 minutes or less.
well, I love it because it makes all the things that you're reading to me, okay? I may or may not pile through all of these mm-hmm. flyers, or I may not even receive any of them or some of them, right. whatever it is. As being part of, which is an active part, I am engaged, and I am engaging. And by engaging, I don't mean...
It's a whole other different committee.
Yeah. Do they have a committee? At any rate, it's a bunch of intelligent people with good sense of humor, just as we're sharing
right.
good humor right now. So you come in and you know the people, and you know that it's going to be a light afternoon with interesting things going on. And if you've come in even with something serious, it will be mm-hmm. discussed, and you will be sharing it. And that's a wonderful thing to be sharing ideas.
No, what's
ideas.
Great, too, about that, you know, in addition to talking about, you know, things that are affect townwide, what's nice about we have, the, you know, they're all regional. So it's yes. a lot of your regional interests. Every community's got different, things.
But I also want to say how receptive Ms. Rocky, who is the head mm-hmm. of our Roslyn, she is very receptive in listening and following through on our suggestions and right. so on. So she has her ear always available to us, and we appreciate that
Great.
Very
Terrific.
Much.
We're out of time. Nancy is in charge of them all now, right? Am I right?
The advisory committee,
yeah.
yes.
Nancy, who
She's
comes
the advisor,
to Roslyn,
yes.
now is over all the advisories.
Oh,
it didn't
yes.
used
so
to be
are we
that
going
way,
to
so.
Lose her?
No, no. She just runs. That's part of her job. Is
okay.
Doing
but
that's it. You've been listening.
Tune in next week. Anniversary show. So don't forget.
Five-year anniversary show next week on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everybody.